It will be an international gathering at the Élysée Palace heavy with symbolism. President Sarkozy, who with David Cameron led international support for the uprising against Colonel Gaddafi, says it's now time to turn the page on dictatorship and open a new era of cooperation with democratic Libya. Representatives from around 60 countries and organisations, including Hillary Clinton, Ban Ki-moon of the UN and several Arab leaders, will encourage Libya's transitional council to press ahead with an ambitious timetable. It's designed to provide security, restore essential services, rebuild Libya's oil wealth and hold elections. A senior Whitehall official says the new leadership faces an incredibly difficult situation, but is doing a remarkable job and needs support, which is what Paris is for. One immediate need in Libya is for cash to pay public sector staff and help get the economy moving again. So the delivery by the RAF of millions of pounds worth of Libyan banknotes, which had been frozen in Britain, is seen by the government as an important way to help improve morale and restore essential services. The timing of today's Paris conference has its own symbolism. If this year's uprising had not made Colonel Gaddafi into a fugitive, today he would be leading events in Libya to mark his coup on September the 1st, 42 years ago, the seizure of power which set in motion an increasingly violent dictatorship.